Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
And off comes the mask. Wow. Okay. So, I've just come out of Marry Me, here at Zoopalast in Berlin. And am I entertained? Am I not entertained? Well, I'm not a big fan of romantic comedies as a rule, but this one at least had an intriguing premise. I mean, it's very artificial, but that's kind of the point of the movie. I'll explain. Jennifer Lopez is Kat Vardes, a major singing sensation who's about to be part of a not-so-minor viral sensation. The idea is that in front of a huge concert crowd and an online audience of about 20 million followers, she's about to exchange vows with her singing partner live on stage. Deals are signed, TV commentators are in meltdown, and Kat is drowning backstage in lavish gifts and well-wishes. Well, you know the thing about best-laid plans? Yep. Just as she's about to go on stage to say those two fateful words, the internet is flooded with viral footage of her fiancé cheating on her. So, what do you do? Well, you dump him publicly and offer to marry some bloke in the crowd instead who happens to be holding a Marry Me sign. Well, well, this is Fairy Tale New York. It is rom-com, and the shy divorced math teacher is Charlie Gilbert, as played by Owen Wilson. So as the world's TV cameras and iPhones kind of fill up with his face, he does what anybody would do in this situation and says, yes. So cry havoc and let slip the conjugal vows of matrimony. Because at this point, you're either crying or laughing at the screen, depending on whether you're taking all of this as a comedy or a farce. I mean, it is so artificial. And yet, if there is a common currency to romantic comedies, it is the suspension of disbelief. The No Chance guy gets the prom queen, Cinderella gets Prince Charming, and so on. And in this case, Charlie Gilbert is a stranger to impulsive behavior. He's got a kid, he's got a maths club, he's got a dog. Well, that's not true. He's actually a decent guy, and most importantly, he's got both feet on the ground. And I guess this is where the opposites attract. Kat, on the other hand, is a serial bride, forever looking for Prince Charming in all the wrong frogs. And she's already been through a couple of frogs already, it seems. The difference with Charlie is that he actually feels some kind of genuine concern for Kat. And in saying that, maybe it works better here. But imagine it working with somebody like Mariah Carey, opposite Owen Wilson. J-Lo and Owen Wilson seem to have some kind of chemistry, and it does actually work. So here's the thing. You walk into a movie with less than zero expectations, and you get surprised. You get nicely swept up in an over-familiar story. And it has to be said, ever since his turn in Loki, Owen Wilson is winning me over more and more with his recent run of understated performances. So I guess I'm saying, give Marry Me a try. Whilst its execution descends into predictability, this was never really going to threaten the reputations of rom-coms like 1989's Harry Met Sally. The tunes are decent, performances are well done, and if you only ever stream it from the comfort of your couch, Marry Me isn't going to be as completely generic as I expected it to be. So, there you go, give it a shot.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops, and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.